USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. A structural field survey report completed nearly 3 years before the collapse of the Champlain Tower South condominium complex in Surfside raised concerns about structural damage to the concrete slab below the pool deck and cracking and spalling located in the parking garage. A former hospital technician in Texas is speaking out about being fired for refusing to get vaccinated against the coronavirus. Latricia Blank worked as an ultrasound technician at Houston Methodist.
When I found out they were going to mandate it, my husband and I had a very difficult conversation. I was like, okay, do I need to go ahead and do it? I don't want to, but to keep my job, which also has insurance for our family. It was a very hard decision. I love the people that I work with.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bail out broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
The investigation continues into the Surfside, Florida residential building collapse that left 4 people dead and 159 still missing. On Friday night, Surfside town leaders held an emergency meeting where they discussed what happened in the hours before the fatal incident and what must be done to avoid a similar tragedy in the future. Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin was sentenced Friday to 22 and a half years in prison for the murder of George Floyd, whose dying gasps under Chauvin's knee led to the biggest outcry against racial injustice in the U.S. in generations. Chauvin's mother addressed the court.
It has been difficult for me to hear and read what the media, public, and prosecution team believe Derek to be an aggressive, heartless, and uncaring person. I can tell you that is far from the truth.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee at auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
By next Wednesday, you should be able to go most places in Oregon without needing to wear a mask or keep your distance from other people. The state will lift COVID-19 restrictions Wednesday, June 30th, or when 70% of Oregon adults have received at least one dose of the vaccine, whichever comes soonest. Governor Kate Brown made the announcement Friday.
I'm so proud of our collective efforts to vaccinate more than 2.3 million Oregonians. As I have detailed before, that means no more statewide mask mandates in most settings, no required capacity limits, and no required physical distancing. 100% open for business.
Defunding the police is not the right message. Tim Berg has the story.
House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, is commenting on the ongoing violence in America's cities, following a push by many lawmakers to defund police. McCarthy highlights a story that shocked many, 2 children being caught in the crossfire of a recent shooting in New York City.
Their idea of defunding the police and now eliminating police is not the message that America wants to hear. They want to hear security and safety. But what are they watching on their televisions after this actions by the Democrats of defunding the police? 2 young children in their own neighborhood in New York, tackled by a man who's running, who's being shot at.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.